If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's the things vets care about: benefits and employment. It's women's issues and everything from happy hour to firepower. If it affects vets, it's on ConnectingVets.com. Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coastie, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other. And now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's full of the military news and lifestyle stories that bring vets closer. Closer to the things you care about, like benefits, employment, women's issues, and what's happening in the veteran community. It's things that affect your wallet and everything from happy hour to firepower. No matter what branch you were, we're the site that salutes you. ConnectingVets.com.
Brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves would like to thank their loyal fans for making this 25th anniversary so special. Thank you, and see you in October.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
And there's one that's hit well into center field. That ball's carrying out in center field and at the wall, jumping up, unable to make the catches. Senzel headed for third base will be LaStella. Will he try and score? Yes, he will try and score. Here comes the throw to the plate, and it's an inside the park home run. Tommy LaStella.
Thanks, Cubs. Mullen Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 to the Score. That was from Fox Sports West. Thank you for that audio. Tommy LaStella, the inside the park home run. Thanks, Cubs. And thank you for calling, texting, and listening. And thank you, Kelly Kroll, for double duty the last couple days back at Wrigley tonight. But thank you for coming in early. We know that it has been a chore, but it's been a joy.
It has been something. I'm just kidding. It's been fantastic. It really has. But I did think to myself, I thought to myself as I set my alarm for 4 a.m. once again, this is the last day for that right now.
How are you even functioning?
I mean,
is it like without amphetamines or something, or just a lot of hydration and energy drinks?
Yeah, but a shout out to Mark Gonzalez with the Tribune. He gave me these little, they're like...
Careful.
Yeah, I don't know what you call it. Gel.
Oh, yeah.
Gel.
Oh, those. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Speed.
Anyhow, I tried one of those. They're just supposed to give you energy. He says he takes them before he works out. So.
Oh, Gonzo is the man.
Yeah. Gatorade makes them, right? The, like the little tabs.
His aren't the Gatorade ones, but they're just like that.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks,
sure.
Thanks to Kevin and Ray, too, for keeping everything on track.
What they did to me on Twitter is incredible.
Time now for Dan and Connor.
That's what I was thinking. Gonzo's got this stuff he uses when he goes from West Coast to East. It's meth.
It's great.
He's great at the room
to get started.
No, he's an old beat reporter. He knows how to get it done.
He does know the secrets. That's
right. I love Gonzo. He's the best.
Oh, no, it has been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed it, you guys. And thanks to everyone who's been interacting with us at 5 and 6 and 7 a.m.
Yeah, that last text was that Kelly just crushed Haw. Not quite sure how that happened, but that was fun.
It's got to be alluding to me saying I didn't feel sorry for you, Darvish. Rather, just...
heartless.
Compassion.
How are you guys doing?
Really well. I thought the kind of feeding off the Adbear Alzali experience from last night. I enjoyed it. I thought the stuff looked really good. And, you know, kind of despite results, although we're going to get into results and exactly what it means for this team as they approach the halfway point in about 4 days. But you've got a few things here that you're able to kind of project going forward. But I'm not quite sure how the puzzle pieces fit over the next few weeks for them.
I don't either.
You know, does Craig Kimbrell pitch on Friday or something?
Who goes down?
Alzolay's there. You've got some options in the bullpen, but you just brought Tony Barnett up, and Kyle Ryan's your only other lefty. Mike Montgomery doesn't look all that good right now, so you've got a whole bunch of pieces that don't quite fit.
Who's hurt?
And exactly. Who's got your phantom
DL spot?
Who looks hurt?
Right. Who are you telling is hurt?
Yeah.
And we're going to talk to Jed Hoyer tomorrow at 11, so it's perfect timing.
Oh, that is perfect timing.
Yeah, sort through a lot of the stuff with him about who's going where, because this is will be looked at as a defining time for a team that's setting itself up, that you're in the still in the window of your window, and we have the order for urgency, and now we get to see a different level of urgency manifest.
What if urgency coincides with development, and what if you decide after sitting down and examining things that Alzolay is a guy that not only helps you with your development, but is your best option to win.
That's kind of the problem with Alzolay, isn't it? He's not thrown much more than 80 pitches at all this season.
Right.
87 is one of the longest starts he's had. So while development for him might be just like a good goal for this team and him, you put him at what kind of risk coming off of those lat injuries from last season if you try and extend him as a full-time starter for the rest of the way.
Good point.
They won't do
it's
it.
Dangerous.
They won't do it. They won't. Yeah. And there's just too many other options that are viable. Are they better? Maybe not, but they can still get the job done in a way. I mean, they just, between Chatwood, and then you've also got Mike Montgomery, who, whether you don't want to use him or not, he's there.
He makes me crazy.
You won't. But you
he makes me absolutely crazy.
But did he always, Dan? I mean,
yeah.
Always?
He can't miss bats when he needs to miss bats. There's no wipeout stuff there. What one pitch? I know he can spot a decent curveball.
Yeah.
Everything in his arsenal is fine. Everything's fine. But in this day and age, you need something. I mean, this was another note that was from All Roads Lead Back to the MVP Machine, where there was an organization, I'm trying to remember which one it was, probably the Astros, where they changed their developmental mentality with pitchers, where rather than look at a guy's complete arsenal, from the moment somebody's in the organization, they could say, all right, this guy's a Class A, or this guy is a Double A, there's at least one pitch that is a 90th percentile pitch. That's what you're going to throw all the time.
And he doesn't have one.
Right. Yeah. Right. What's his, when you're looking at it from that developmental perspective and what we're understanding now about developing pitchers, you don't have to give a guy every pitch. You could have a guy who does one thing really, really well, and you can make a long living in this league being the guy that throws that pitch.
Hmm.
And I don't know what
and
that
maybe
is.
Maybe that's why the Cubs never went with him as a starter.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they had evaluated that and felt the same way, and instead they felt like the role that he's playing, where he can be a reliever and he can be a long guy when they need him, is what they wanted to do. It's just not what he wants.
No, and Joe still uses him in a way that doesn't really fit his skills either, because he's not a loogie. He happens to be a lefty, but he's not a lefty-lefty specialist who you bring in because he's got deception, because he's got a certain release point that lefties can't pick up, and it's still the handedness usage of him is curious.
At some point, you do wonder. I mean, athletes are human, and we mentioned this earlier, and maybe it's not fair to, but he's been passed over twice to be as a starter. He wants to be a starter. He's pretty much stated that, and he's had to watch Tyler Chatwood get a spot start, and now a rookie come up and get a spot start, and then they go to him in the bullpen situation that maybe he's not all embracing as much as he used to embrace because he's been passed over twice. I don't know if that contributes to it, or maybe it's just what you're saying. But whatever it is, he's not been good enough lately.
It could. I mean, at some point, as good as Joe Maddon has mostly been explaining to guys that these are your roles, and it may suck, but you know, like we talked about with Albert Almora a couple of weeks ago, it's not a warm and fuzzy thing. Like, we're trying to win
right.
ball games here. But at some point, you're going to lose somebody in that mix of 25 with that message. Nobody can get that through and home to a guy's soul each and every time. It doesn't work like that.
And rest assured, people are watching what Tommy La Stella is doing.
Yes.
People are watching what this guy, and hearing him talk about his reinvention, hearing him talk about being allowed to see a starting pitcher, you know, more than once in a game, his mentality is entirely different, being able to know he's going to get four plate appearances as opposed to just having to put the bat on the ball once.
Kelly, was that ever a realistic option for him to be an everyday player with the Cubs?
Hap for La Stella, who says no.
But who are you? Who are you taking out of the starting lineup to put Tommy Lasell
even
in?
Even not necessarily a starter, but that the Descalso was the call.
Right.
That was the idea. The irony
is... Descalso or Listella?
The irony is Descalso was a reinvented launch angle guy.
Yeah, he was.
And what has Listella done? He has gone to the lab. He's gotten the data. He's changed the way he attacks the ball.
Was Listella an off-season message to Joe? Not bringing him back? Letting a Joe guy go or ushering him out the door?
I guess I would have thought it was more so if you didn't then go spend a $3.5 million on Descalso. Because it's not as though he was left without. He was also given this veteran who was supposed to be able to spot in for three starts a week and hit homers.
So what does that say to you, Dan? What kind of statement does that make, the fact that Listella is having the success he's having with the Angels?
I think it might have just been a bad bet on the Cubs' part, not recognizing. And the thing is, you knew Listella. Well, he was well-liked. Even after all he's been through, he was a well-liked guy. But this is new development. This is what's happening. Baseball veteran players can reinvent themselves with care and data and coaching. And Tommy Listella has changed the way his bat meets the ball.
Kelly, did the players respond negatively to him leaving? I mean, what was the response in the clubhouse?
No, I mean, I think that they were happy for Tommy to get an opportunity where he would get more playing time. And so I don't think any of them were, I mean, sure, they were upset to see him leave just in the sense of the chemistry that he had. He was the guy that was always kind of part of those things going on in the dugout, whether it was the waffle makers or he kind of was always the guy behind those pranks a little bit.
Remember the boom microphone that they had?
Yes, exactly, with Anthony Rizzo and stuff. But I don't know, and maybe this has nothing to do with it, but are we being, I don't want to say too hard on Descalso, or how much does the thought of what Descalso is and isn't doing changes if Ben Zobrist is around more?
Mm. That's interesting.
Fair question.
Yeah, that is interesting.
And or Ian Happ.
And you talk about the pieces, Connor.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another piece that is not a foregone conclusion. I mean, from everything I've heard Theo say and some of the guys that'll talk to me a little bit about it, I mean, none of them go too much in depth with what's going on and what the conversations have been like with him. But I am led to believe that they think he's still coming back this season.
Hmm. Yeah.
So when?
If Ben Zobrist is a September call-up, when not many other teams can make September call-ups like that, that's a huge plus.
Unbelievable.
That's not bad.
That's huge.
Yeah, and that's true. We also have to factor in, maybe they didn't foresee Happ's development stalling out and tail-spinning with quite the speed and seriousness that it did, that they were looking at his development optimistically instead of pessimistically, and that colored the possibilities for Listella.
Yeah, his future is very...
Murky.
That's a good word to describe it. What else? What do you guys have today?
We are going to get an NFL reset, which we need. It's been too long since we've talked football, and we got some stuff going on right now. Robbie Gould might be demanding a trade, just because he's
because he can.
Right, I guess he can. And we do have clarification now of how you're going to be able to challenge pass interference.
Yeah,
which is going to really change our Sundays tremendously. Mike Florio will get it all broken down at 10, midway at 10:40. And then Alex Cohen, the voice of the Iowa Cubs, who does a really good job breaking guys down. He's going to talk about Craig Kimbrell. He can give us some Tony Barnett stuff. If you have not been watching, there's a great story developing in Danny Hultson.
Yes, there is. That is a great one.
Number two overall pick in the
draft. I'm sure nobody ever heard of him.
He's coming back from a string of injuries to start throwing again. And this kid, Robel Garcia.
Yeah, the Bernstein and McKnight Show has adopted Robel Garcia. We decided that this morning. We adopted a minor leaguer. It's like you do a highway, that kind of thing. We're in on Robel Garcia.
Well, do we have to feed him? Because most of them don't get it.
I'm happy to feed him.
We have to send him
Give
food.
Him some of the chicken that Mitch bought you for
chicken,
your birthday.
And we can send him Shane's meat. So we'll do that. Surprise is coming everybody's way as well.
Have a good show, guys.
See ya.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby. I'm done.
Live on the score from Madden's post, joining Joe Madden and Ron Coomer, it was Anthony Rizzo and David Ross.
When KB picked up the ball, did you see it? It's going to be a good throw all the way. Were you concerned about the slip?
So I had thought, just don't let the ball get by me, because I thought he was going to be safe. And then he slips, and I'm just like, oh, God, please don't miss this. And once you catch in security,
it's really an amazing feeling.
Party
right?
time.
Oh, my God, unbelievable.
Hear the entire conversation with Madden, Rizzo, Ross, and Coomer on 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
This Boomer Science with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler Performance Series, denim that's made to move with you, trying to pair today. Today's birthday shout-out goes to Hall of Famer Shannon Sharp. My old NFL Today deskmate is one of the most naturally funny individuals on the planet. According to the Denver Post, Shannon's trash-talking skills were evident back in his rural Georgia elementary school days. A young boy began reciting from a textbook and mumbled for several moments. The teacher said, sounds like, to which Sharp responded, sounds like Johnny can't read. He could be self-deprecating as well. He once joked to Sports Illustrated, I was a terrible student. I didn't graduate magna cum laude. I graduated thank you, laude. Nobody prepares harder for a show. What's more, my old buddy possesses an incredibly encyclopedic knowledge of pop culture. So happy 51st birthday, Shannon. I'm Boomer Esiason.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow, that's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Billy here with the Diamond Air in St. Great. Now what, Lauren?
We got a customer shopping us online.
Oh, well, now that's not a problem because the Diamond Air is online.
Well, Billy, is buying a diamond online really a good idea?
Well, yes and no. I mean, sure, you can buy a diamond online, but don't just go to the first big broker site you see expecting to get a good deal. Buy from a reputable dealer who knows what they are offering you. See, I own my diamonds. The big online sites, they don't.
And at the Diamond Air, we hand select every diamond at the best price we can find. A cost saving we always pass along to you. We even have estate diamonds for deep discounts.
And frankly, given our generous trade-in policy and guaranteed service, if our prices are better than the big online dealer, then why wouldn't you buy from the Diamond Air?
Call or text 630-355-RING for more info.
Better yet, come live the ultimate Diamond Air experience where you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
Make the right call with Lakeshore Recycling Systems, your go-to commercial, construction, and residential waste and recycling solutions provider. With services including dumpsters, portable restrooms, street sweeping, mulch, and more, LRS is the perfect sustainable partner. LRS delivers the high level of customer service with the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Fueled by the passion of dedicated employees, LRS is an award-winning team. Partner with Lakeshore Recycling Systems today and request a quote online at lrsrecycles.com. Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicago's go-to waste solutions provider.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Summer means picnics, parties, and getting together. Are you ready? Walgreens is, and we're just minutes away with great deals on all your summer essentials, including 12-pack soft drinks like Coke and Pepsi, 3 for $9.99, limit 3, and 24-pack Dasani water, buy one, get one free, limit 4. With great prices and easy in, easy out, your summer starts here. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Offers valid with card while supplies last. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on We Scream for ice cream.
Oh, I want strawberry.
And 4% while you're screaming at the amusement park. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. Now when you and the family go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Landscapers have hit pay dirt at the Home Depot with pro-grade Razorback tools. Tough, durable, made to be the toughest tools on the truck. Plus, every Razorback tool is backed by a lifetime warranty to stand the test of time. So pick them up, put them to work, and put your mind at ease. Durable Razorback tools, made for pros, available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid U.S. only.
It's the lowest prices of the season on the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. The only bed that intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts to your comfort and support on both sides, your Sleep Number setting. Sleep Number is ranked number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. And now, the Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed is only $1,299, save $400, plus special financing available. Ends Saturday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Billy here with the Diamond Air in St. Great. Now what, Lauren?
We got a customer shopping us online.
Oh, well, now that's not a problem because the Diamond Air is online.
Well, Billy, is buying a diamond online really a good idea?
Well, yes and no. I mean, sure, you can buy a diamond online, but don't just go to the first big broker site you see expecting to get a good deal. Buy from a reputable dealer who knows what they are offering you. See, I own my diamonds. The big online sites, they don't.
And at the Diamond Air, we hand select every diamond at the best price we can find. A cost saving we always pass along to you. We even have estate diamonds for deep discounts.
And frankly, given our generous trade-in policy and guaranteed service, if our prices are better than the big online dealer, then why wouldn't you buy from the Diamond Air?
Call or text 630-355-RING for more info.
Better yet, come live the ultimate Diamond Air experience where you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Crystal Lake Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
With parliamentary procedures, somebody stood up and spoke out of order, and that's what got them both worked up. It's nerd fight.
It's also like lawyers approaching the bench about when and how you're expected, who's entitled to say what to a judge and when. It's like when I'm having my catcher's dialogue with the umpire,
yeah.
I know you're also a catcher, but don't interject. I'm setting the stage for trying to get calls and pull pitches for my team. It's your turn to shut up. Right now, when you've got the gear on, you can do your talking, not as a hitter, and there's all sorts of things where it's completely ridiculous, and I still understand it.
I do think it's somewhat ridiculous. I also think that Wilson did try to escalate it. That's fine. Just you're going after guys. You have to understand that it's going to come back.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight brought broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. Mike Florio's going to pop on at 10 o'clock. We've got the midday midway at 10:40. And Alex Cohen, the voice of the Iowa Cubs, has a lot of reporting to do for us, a lot of updating
right.
to do to tell us about that section of the Chicago Cubs that really matters in a way that it hasn't in a while because of who is on the way, who might be on the way, and who is surprising with their play right now. He's going to talk about all of that at 11, and we've got surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That's the phone number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. You go there to listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. You want to send a text? You can to 67011. When you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter's at Bernstein_MCK. He is at C1 McKnight. Want to follow him? You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. You also must download the radio.com app.
Kumar Rocker as a dude. Number one overall.
Dude.
I don't know when he wants to come out.
Get out the way.
Did you watch Vanderbilt starting pitcher in the College World Series against Michigan last night? He was terrific. He's the guy who had the no-hitter with the 19 strikeouts. You know, that guy.
Where he's screaming at people and
stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, 6 1/3 and 11 Ks. Man, is he good. I hope they don't kill him.
I was going to say, there are some college coaches that would start him again tonight.
Yeah, ask Carlos Rodon about that.
Yep. I'm only half kidding that there are high school and college coaches with one horse like that.
Ask Carlos Rodon.
Trying to win
that.
A championship. They would send him right back out there. But you must download the radio.com app to stream The Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Brian Gertsch is here. He is commanding the video feed at watch670thescore.com and Facebook Live. I don't know exactly where the cameras are to wave to. I think it's that guy right there.
Yeah, it's the guy. See the big camera right there in the middle?
Kind of, yeah.
I just didn't
know which one he had on. Either we don't have a floor director here to tell us where
to look. That's true. We don't employ a floor director.
You do, however, have common sense.
Well, yes, but it's also there are lights.
There is a bright light
that's shining directly in my face that makes it nearly impossible to see anything in front of me.
That's
which
fair.
Is why I had to hold my hand up.
Fair.
Our producers are Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, and the Mexicutioner in the back. Doing what he does, he is Ray Diaz.
So, Adbear, just really soft on the tee. You know, you gotta remind yourself that when you're approaching this name. Adbear Alzolay.
Alzolay.
Looked pretty damn good last night. I liked what happened. And I think I want to deal with, before we get to the botched base running and bad hitting against Max Fried, who's just terrific in two games against the Cubs so far this year, and kind of wasted opportunity and using Mike Montgomery way too long. Before we get to any of those things, let's rejoice in the fact that you had a successful, you have now successfully gone through the first nine innings or so of a homegrown, self-developed, adapted, and injury-through starting pitcher in the Cubs organization. This guy has endured. He has gone through his, hopefully, his big injury. He has developed a changeup that looked much better than I thought it was going to be, even given reports of having a changeup that flashed like kind of plus. That's much better than I thought it was.
And the fastball's sitting around 95.
And that was good, other than that first one that was piped.
Yeah.
Don't throw that pitch. Don't put that ball there. But you now have somebody, and I find Adbert Alzolay pretty fascinating when it comes to... See? That's what that name does to you.
It works like so hard.
It annoys, it's the chain reaction. It's the the opposite of Craig Kimbrell. You put him at the back end of the bullpen, and it sets everybody in order. Doing Adbert Alzolay upsets the timing of every other word you're going to speak in a sentence. That dude is going to matter in that bullpen for them later on. He is... Let's look at it factually. Kelly Krull said it in transition. He's not going to be a starting pitcher for them for very much longer. The kid threw 87 pitches. That's one of his longest outings of the season. He worked around 80. Tommy Hotovy, the pitching coach of the Cubs,
he was clearly tired at the end, too. He was clearly losing it.
That's where he's at. If he stays in the big leagues, he's going to go into the bullpen, which puts you back with Kyle Hendricks, assuming he's healthy. That's fine. That's a weapon that can get used out of that bullpen. And if you look at, you know, that you usually get like one free move. You don't want to Joe Chamberlain the guy, but you get one free bullpen rotation kind of thing. That's a weapon. That's where he needs to be. That'll be real nice for them. There are a lot of questions still, though, after that loss to a damn good Braves team. There are a lot of questions about what they want to be and how they can get themselves to where they want to be. This whole offseason was urgency, urgency, urgency from everybody, not just the front office, but Joe adopted the message and so did the players in the clubhouse. What kind of urgency are you willing to show right now? You're 12-12 in June. Theo Epstein's 2 days removed from talking about how this is our doldrums. This is the rough stretch. We're not playing all that well. We're not locked in. And that's evidenced in a way too aggressive base running ploy by Javi Baez. Wilson Contreras reading it way too late. In case you missed it, with the bases loaded and just one out, Alzolay squares to bunt, which, fine, I guess. Javi takes off down the third baseline way too far, way too aggressively on a safety squeeze. Wilson Contreras reads the play way too late off second base and gets his butt thrown out at third. I mean, that's irresponsible stuff. That's far too aggressive with the pitcher up and an actual hitter coming up, somebody who can swing the bat in the nine spot. All of these things kind of combine to make me ask, how urgent do you want to be coming up here? Because you got a month until the trade deadline. You got a fingernails lead on the NL Central and decisions to make.
And you're 14-18 in your last 32. They've been an ordinary baseball team. They've been fine. They won some games, they lost some games. They've had some really bad moments. Last night was a bad one.
Yeah.
Last night was kind of brutal, even though Alzolay was very strong.
See? You got to take a minute for that. Alzolay.
Alzolay. L-A-Y. Because that should be the phonetic Spanish pronunciation. Wouldn't be lay. It would be lie.
Well, there you go.
Yep. So how do you manifest that kind of general managerial urgency? That can be a direct question to Jed Hoyer tomorrow when we talk to him at 11 o'clock. Because with all these moves, with all these possibilities, you have affecting a game managed by Joe Maddon, who's got to be in on all of these discussions. Like, here are these pieces. How do you plan to use them? Who do you foresee as your even or ahead guys? Because we know, I always compare the Joe Madden circle of trust to the Fortnite storm. Because by the time you get to nut cutting time, that's a really, really small circle. You hope to expand it. It might have just gotten smaller because of circumstances in previous years. But win or lose, win a World Series or not, he tends to shrink that level of trust. So maybe this is the time where you're going to give more guys an opportunity to be in that circle.
One guy I would not be surprised to find in that circle, if not, you know, over the next couple of weeks, then down the road, is Adbert Alzolay. I thought he looked good, and I thought that stuff easily translates into the bullpen. Tommy Hotovy, the Cubs pitching coach, was on with Mully and Haw, with Kelly Krull sitting in for Mike Mulligan earlier this morning. And the pitching coach described a really cool rookie moment for Adbert in his first major league start. You will hear it when we come back after the update.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. The Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves would like to thank their loyal fans for making this 25th anniversary so special. Thank you, and see you in October. Atlanta's Ronald Acuna and Ozzie Albies homered to lead the Braves over the Cubs last night, 3-2. Albert Alzolay was pulled in the fifth in his first career start. Cubs pitching coach Tommy Hotovy on the Mully and Haw Show.
One thing for Edward is I think he's starting to learn, no matter what, we know the stuff is there, that he can pitch at this level, and he can pitch at a high level. I mean, this is the Braves aren't any joke of a lineup. They're really good, and they've been hot coming in, and he was able to pitch through some really good players.
The Hotovy interview available on 670thescore.com tonight. It'll be Yu Darvish against Dallas Keuchel. Craig Kimbrell hit 96 on the gun in a 1-2-3 ninth for the Iowa Cubs. The closer could be up later on this week. Joe Maddon joins Lawrence Holmes right here on The Score at noon. White Sox fell to the Red Sox by a score of 6-3. Tim Anderson left this one with a sprained right ankle. White Sox say the x-rays are negative. He's going to have another MRI today. And it will be Chris Sale against Reynaldo Lopez to wrap up that series this afternoon. The Twins reportedly showing interest in Giants starter Madison Bumgarner and closer Will Smith. And Adrian Wojnarowski reports that the Houston Rockets will try for a sign-in trade to land Jimmy Butler. This update was sponsored by Hintwater. Hint is pure still or sparkling water infused with a variety of fruit essences, including watermelon, blackberry, and cherry. No sugar, no sweeteners, no calories. Available in your local grocery store or at drinkhint.com. Hint, mouth-watering water. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball. The next game on The Score tonight when the Cubs take on the Braves at 6:30 on The Score, a Radio.com sports station.
This segment's brought to you by Arlington International Racecourse. They're off and running with live racing and entertainment at beautiful Arlington International Racecourse. Friday is country night, and Saturday is bacon, beer, and bloodies.
Oh,
need they say more? Visit ArlingtonPark.com for details and VIP experiences.
What a trifecta.
How about that? Yeah,
bacon, beer, and bloodies?
On Saturday at Arlington. Pretty good.
If I'm out there, just spitballing here, I'm throwing a strip of bacon into the bloody. Uh-huh. You stir with that. You put that up against the pickle spear that you've got, also mm-hmm. probably in the bloody. That way the bacon doesn't completely crumble while you're stirring your Bloody Mary around. And then just a beer back, right? Like true Wisconsin style supper club Bloody Mary kind of thing. You get the little tiny beer.
Right, because well done Bloody Mary can be a meal. That counts as a meal, and then the drink along with it is the beer back.
I'll even put a little bit of that beer back into the bloody if you do have the meal type bloody.
Yeah.
I'll throw just a little bit of beer in that just to thin it out a little bit, because otherwise that tomato juice gets so, it's thick,
mm-hmm.
and if you're looking to have three instead of just two, you might have to thin that tomato juice out. It's a pro tip.
It's a good tip
from those of us who day drink better than others.
Yeah, not my thing. I defer to my partner on that.
Thank you, sir. So that's really the only thing. So as it was happening last night, Adbert Alzolay had a couple of cool moments, and one I thought was really impressive. I thought the most impressive moment for him last night was probably his worst one. He gives up the leadoff first pitch jack. And then got himself back together, retired, 12 of the next 13?
Yep.
And looked really in control. The stuff looked good. And I thought that a pitcher's ability, especially a kid's ability like that, to rebound from something that could have been traumatic is really impressive and important, especially if you're thinking about him having to go to the pen
at some point to be useful for the Cubs down the stretch here, that's a real good quality to have. I guess it is in a pitcher regardless of when you're throwing in the ballgame. But Tommy Ottavy, the Cubs pitching coach, was on this on the morning show, Mully and Haw, with Kelly Kroll sitting in for Mike Mulligan, and he described a very cool bounce-back ability for Alzolay, which kind of dovetails into a really funny rookie story.
He's starting to learn no matter what. We know the stuff is there, that he can pitch at this level, mm-hmm. and he can pitch at a high level. I mean, this is the Braves aren't any joke of a lineup. They're really good, and they've been hot coming in, and he was able to pitch through some really good players. You know, it was cool to hear him talk about facing Freddie Freeman for the first time. And you know how guys that have been around baseball, especially a lot of the veteran pitchers, the way baseball is now with the way hitters swing first pitch of games, you'll see hitters swing after their team just had a 30-pitch inning and their two pitching changes, they'll come out and swing at the first pitch. So you'll hear guys like John and Cole and even a lot of the coaches talk about, man, back in the day, that was an automatic take that no one would ever swing. Well, Adbert gives up that first pitch homer last night and comes in and he's like, yeah, whatever. It's a norm now. That's what players are doing, and yeah. He's coming up in a time where that happened. So he comes in after giving up a homer, and he punched out Freddie Freeman, and we're talking through the inning, and he's like, "Oh, it was just cool facing Freddie Freeman. I always watch it. I like him a lot. I watch him all the time, and I got to strike him out." So you know, he's such a he was in the moment. He was locked in, but he was also appreciative of like what he was doing and seeing. And he's like, "Yeah, he's only at the first pitch, a home run. Whatever. I'm good, and I can keep rolling." So I think for him, it's just keep building off that. And then as we get through this week, we try to make a decision on what we want to do rotation wise and what our thought process is of with even guys coming back like the Kyle Hendricks and Carl Edwards, as they're kind of starting to work back through their stuff as well.
So that's Tommy Hottovy, Cubs pitching coach, on with Mully and Haw this morning, talking about how Alzolay really enjoyed his strikeout of Freddie. That's just a cool be in the moment, kid.
Yeah, but like, my favorite part of that is buried in there is a yet another old timers lament about how these kids today, they swing at the first pitch.
They're hitting homers on everything.
They're supposed to be professional courtesy. Am I getting an automatic take and pouring that first fastball over? Oh, stop it.
Thank you, no. The Braves have one of the younger lineups in Major League Baseball, and they don't give a damn about your tradition, when they do, and then that's those are Josh Donaldson and Brian McCann and a little bit of T-Flow.
You want two examples of launch angle there too, oof, between Acuna and Albies. You talk about hitting the bottom third of the baseball and lifting it way up into
they
the air.
So much fun.
Yep,
both of those guys. I mean, that is a really fun baseball team. Dallas Keuchel for them today should be an interesting one, with Darvish looking for his first win. This season should be fun. We got a little breaking news, though. Paul Sullivan of the Chicago Tribune, storied beat writer for both sides of town. White Sox had a scare last night, to be sure. Tim Anderson went down after making a play, going to his left on a ground ball, threw it over to Jose Abreu at first, did get the out, but went down in a heap. Sullivan saying that the Sox are calling it a high ankle sprain for Tim Anderson. He is wearing a walking boot. That's Tim, not Sully. And he has not had an MRI yet. The IL stint is most likely for White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson, who is having a terrific season by all numbers.
High ankle sprain, NFL, usually means a month.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that myself. That is a long-term thing. I'm trying to think of the stresses that might be on that might be different in one sport or another. I mean,
that's a torn ligament. A high ankle sprain is a serious injury.
You would imagine. Well, no MRI yet, so we don't know the severity of what it could be. The placement certainly sucks for any kind of mobility for him.
I was wondering when he went down if, with his experience as a veteran competitive basketball player,
a really good basketball player.
Some guys have basketball ankles. Some guys have rolled those things over so many times that you get a laxity in there. This apparently not. You'd much rather have it lower than higher.
It didn't look like he rolled it. You know those typical, like, you come down on, so you're going up for a rebound.
Someone's foot.
Yeah, and then like Todd from accounting comes in there to try and vindicate being cut from the JV team or something. So he's sliding underneath of you as you're trying to grab a rebound. You come down on his old New Balance shoes and you roll yourself in or out on the end. It didn't look like it did that. It looked like he just kind of twisted around the ankle as opposed to rolling it one way or the other.
The Bloody Mary people are out, by the way, as you were talking and giving your Bloody Mary suggestions. No, it's saying that try the Clamato juice.
Oh, Clamato. Clamato juice.
The 847,
sure.
A base of Guinness in your Bloody Mary will blow your mind.
Had that very solid stuff.
And
yeah.
The 608 says technically a beer back is called a snit.
Depends on where you are. Beer back, snit, sidecar in very specific portions of Wisconsin, but you got to be careful. Because if you order a sidecar...
That's a drink.
It's also, I didn't know that.
Sidecar is a specific supper club drink,
I didn't know that. That was a very drunk brunch for me.
And,
I did not see that coming.
Our guy Scott Lindholm is sending a picture of the official Traeger smoked Bloody Mary. That includes a half a chicken.
What?
Literally, half of a roasted chicken. Pickle, lemon, lime, celery, what appears to be bacon... Something else is stuck in that, and it's all shoved into
a
jar.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
What happened to the other half of the chicken?
I have seen a Bloody Mary with an entire cheeseburger attached to it,
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm.
Things get a little crazy.
This is gorgeous.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
That's pretty good,
good
stuff.
Good work, Scott from Davenport. Top notch. We've got more from Tommy Hotovy when we come back. He talked about the troubles plaguing Jose Quintana, some interesting stuff from him and how the Cubs may set up their rotation. But I have a few questions for Cubs fans. How urgent do you think they need to be as they are right in the middle of their window of windows? They've got plenty of players for you, and yet this last stretch of baseball has been anything but urgent. We'll get to it when we come back. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers and the first ever Kona, taking Chicagoland by storm.
Hey, it's Flo with a super weird word, nightgown. If you ask me, it sounds less like clothes you wear to bed and more like things you say to your clothes. Good night, capri pants, sleep tight sweaters, nightgown. We've got a big day tomorrow. Now a weird word I just made up, flotection. It sounds like great protection for your new home through me and Progressive, and that's because it is. I said goodnight, capri pants. Go to sleep.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Looking for a way to save some extra money this summer? Here is a very easy way to save a lot of money. Pay less interest on your credit card balances. Maybe you haven't checked in a while what your interest rate is. If you're carrying a large balance, you probably should, because the average credit card interest rate can be over 19% APR. What you need to do is refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds of dollars to thousands of dollars by lowering your interest rate, because LightStream is offering credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with autopay. There are no fees. You can get your money as soon as the day you apply, and that can be today. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. And there's this. For a limited time, because you're listening, you can apply to get a special interest rate discount. And the only way to get this discount is by going to lightstream.com/Dan B. Lightstream.com/Dan B. LightStream.com/Dan B.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Dan B for more info.
Race fans, join Sycamore Speedway this Friday night for Powder Puff Soccer Stocker, one-on-one drags and demolition derby. Saturday, it's the Joe and Nick Memorial featuring super late model street stock and pure stock racing. For more info and group outing, visit sycamorespeedway.com.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. And eventually I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Summer means picnics, parties, and getting together. Are you ready? Walgreens is, and we're just minutes away with great deals on all your summer essentials, including 12-pack soft drinks like Coke and Pepsi, 3 for $9.99, limit 3. And 24-pack Dasani water, buy one, get one free, limit 4. With great prices and easy in, easy out, your summer starts here. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Offers valid with card while supplies last. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Landscapers have hit pay dirt at the Home Depot with pro-grade Razorback tools. Tough, durable. durable, made to be the toughest tools on the truck. Plus, every Razorback tool is backed by a lifetime warranty to stand the test of time. So pick them up, put them to work, and put your mind at ease. Durable Razorback tools, made for pros, available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid U.S. only.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
This brown bag lunch. This staycation. This do-it-yourself oil change. This second shift at work. At American Family Insurance, we understand what it takes to make your first home a reality. It's the same as it takes to protect it. For home, auto, life, and business. Visit AmFam.com to learn more. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Grand McExtreme Bacon Burger is one of McDonald's most popular burgers in Spain. To try one, you'd have to reprogram your GPS,
recalculate,
go to the airport, leave your car, buy a plane ticket, land in Madrid, and go to McDonald's.
Bienvenida a McDonald's.
Or you could hang that next left and get to your neighborhood McDonald's now. Because for a limited time, the juicy Grand McExtreme Bacon Burger and other worldwide favorites are here. Around the world is now around the corner at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
It's the lowest prices of the season on the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. The only bed that intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts to your comfort and support on both sides, your Sleep Number setting. Sleep Number is ranked number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. And now, the Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 Smart Bed is only $1,299, save $400, plus special financing available. Ends Saturday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. And cut. Oh, that was good. So, are there any other things you need me to talk about? Or I could do an ad for something I really like lotion. You know, I am just a nut for lotion.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
So it may not feel that way at the moment, but there are some really important decisions being laid out right now by the Cubs Brain Trust, and it filters all the way down to their coaching staff as they figure out the shape and scope of this roster, the bullpen back end about to change, figuring out who their starters are, how many they're going to have, when they're going to pitch. This, believe it or not, is a critical time for a team trying to figure out where it's headed and how it's headed there. They are in first place, and that's great, but they're 14-18 over their last 32. It's kind of mediocre. They've had their fits and starts. They have had their reasons for optimism, reasons for pessimism. And Tommy Hotovy was trying to give us some insight into how at least his part of it is figuring it out, the pitching infrastructure.
Yeah, there's going to be a couple of moves made to bring guys off the injured list, too. Carl Edwards is sitting there. Kyle Hendricks is there, of course. I don't know how you feel necessarily about Xavier Cedeño, but he's veteran and he's left-handed, and that's something that you don't have really in the bullpen. Kyle Ryan had a good stretch, and he has had a bad stretch. Brandon Morrow exists. He's not left-handed, but of course he exists, and while I don't believe him necessarily, he's Jupiter to me. He's there, and it sounds like the Cubs haven't completely ruled him out either. First thing they've got to get set, it seems to me, or at least in the most immediate future, is their rotation. And while Kyle Hendricks is obviously hurt and not in the immediate plans for return, it does sound like he could be coming back soon. Jose Quintana has been rough. It has been a rough, rough stretch for Q. He has had a very solid run of starts this season. Lately, though, not so good. Cubs pitching coach Tommy Hotovy kind of described the issues at hand, at least as best he could, for Jose Quintana on the morning show with Mully and Haw earlier today.
One thing we've done, kind of going forward, I'm pretty sure we've locked in our, we're going to set our rotation for Cincinnati, is we're trying to build in some extra days. We're trying to find times for our guys here through the All-Star break to give them an extra day or two. So, one, we're giving him a few days. You know, his stuff, if you look at it on paper and you watch on TV, you just can tell, it's just a tick short, and he'd be the first one to admit it. But one thing we've really focused on a lot this week is just getting his extension back. When he's right and he's locked in and feeling good, when I talk about extension, is just how he finishes toward the plate, and he really has that little, that extra 2 inches of finish. And to normal fans and everybody around there, an inch or two might not seem like a huge difference, but at 90, 91, when his fastball plays, has that little jump and that life to it, that extra 2 inches makes the whole difference in the world, and it's a little less time for the hitter to see it. So we've really been focused on that, getting extension back and focused on long toss. But then again, really focused on the changeup. Early in the season, his changeup was such a good weapon for him, and it worked, and it was working well, and it just kind of had tailed off the last few games. So focus on the changeup again and getting him back right. And mechanically sound, I mean, this guy is as good as it gets. His work ethic's great. His mechanics are great in the bullpens. But again, just getting that little extra extension, that finish that we want to see, and not that sometimes that recoil that you'll see if he's throwing a high fastball or trying to place a ball somewhere. So I'm expecting good things out of Q. He's going to have a couple extra days too, so he's going to be a little fresher as we head into the break. So I'm expecting good things out of him coming forward.
Get V to Pitch Lab.
Yeah, it sounds that way. Got to get that change up back from where it was. We talked with Sahad of Sharma a little while ago about what that looked like. What it was for Q to have that change up and throwing it like 24%, something like that. I mean, that's a big difference for him. There were strikeouts there.
Makes his fastball faster.
Feels that way, feels that way. And when you've got a rotation that on the whole kind of lacks a big time fastball, guy going today has one, but otherwise it's four dudes who get by with less than 95. Get by is kind of derogatory, but you know what I'm saying. They kind of live there.
That's right, though.
Yeah, it is a little bit. It sounds like he's going to build a couple of days, or the Cubs are going to build a couple of days heading around the All-Star break and maybe even into Cincinnati. Javi wouldn't tip his hand as to whether or not Q's next scheduled start might move a little bit, and that's a Chatwood day or something. I don't know. He didn't say that exactly, but is looking to grab an extra day or so on the schedule for Q, I would presume, as they go into and come out of that All-Star break.
His changeup percentage is slightly higher this year than his career percentage of 9.2%. He's using it this year at 10.6%. It's the slider at the expense of the fastball that's been the big difference, where his career rate of throwing that pitch is at 16.7. That's up to 30%. Fastball, last year he threw it 50% of the time. That's down to 33.7. So I think it's finding the ideal mix and figuring out, this is back to tunneling, and this is back to what Hadavi believes in. And if you haven't heard the term pitch tunneling, what it means is throwing two pitches that stay in the same place in the eye of the hitter for as long as possible before one deviates from that. And that way you want two pitches. It can be fastball cutter. It can be fastball slider. There's no necessarily definitive mixture of pitches that can be tunneled, but it's critical in the eyes of many who coach this that you at least have to have something off the other one to keep a hitter uncertain.
Yeah, Alzolay threw a couple that looked good like that. That changeup and slider worked to both sides of the plate against righties and lefties independently, so that's nice to have. That's kind of an example of tunneling there. I asked you, what urgency looks like for Cubs fans at this point. And there's a couple of texts coming in, this one from the 312 saying, why is Joe hitting the pitcher 8? That's not urgent to me. I don't think it has anything to do, hitting the pitcher 8 doesn't have anything to do with urgency. That has everything to do with getting matchups for the right guys and getting yourself an opportunity, especially when you've got a situation like you did with Alzolay, an opportunity where you know you're going to pinch hit. The guy's good for 85, 87 pitches. You know that going in because that's what he's thrown all season long. On the play where he squares to bunt, the base running gaffe that cost the Cubs probably, a chance at two runs easily against a pitcher, Max Fried, who looked like he might have been just a little shaky early, really nailed things down afterward.
Yeah, I like watching him pitch.
He's good, man. He's really good.
Do you remember Floyd Bannister?
Vaguely, you know, vaguely.
Brian's father?
Yeah, Brian's dad.
Yeah, okay. See, when I see a tall lefty, just the way he sort of cranks into his delivery.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
And he changes the tilt on that curveball. He gave you a flatter one, and then he gave you a looping one. I used to love Floyd Bannister, love watching him throw his curveball. And now what's funny is, now that he's talked with his son about all the... Because Brian Bannister is on the forefront of modern pitching, coaching, and analytics and all that. He's just brilliant. Always was, even as a player. But I heard Floyd in the book where Floyd says, had I known all this, I would have thrown my curve all the time.
Oh, man.
He said, it wasn't what you did. It wasn't what we were expected to do.
Right.
Remember what we were talking about during transition? About how the smart teams could look at all of their pitching prospects and say... Something you do to get you to this point is likely in the 90th percentile.
Yeah.
We are going to make sure you do that. It's your job to do that thing you're great at.
Do it more often.
Right. Yeah. Whatever you're doing, do it more often. Throw the bad stuff less. Throw the great stuff more. That was an example of that. When I saw Max Fried, this sort of gangly lefty and his old school windup reminds me of Floyd Bannister.
That gets to the Cubs a little bit, because if baseball is now do the things you're exceptional at more often as opposed to mixing in other things, they do stand as a team. They stand out as exceptional in a couple of different places. One of those places has been, up until this season, base running. Chris Bryant is exceptional. Javi Baez is exceptional as a base runner, though he does take some risks. And, you know, yesterday, last night, you had a situation where you square around a bunt. I thought Joe in the postgame explained it pretty well. It's an opportunity for him to just kind of steal an at-bat there and maybe, just maybe, get some contact and drive in a run. But on the other hand, Javi can't break away from third that much. Wilson Contreras has to pick up earlier than he did the fact that he's got to go to third base. And they both ran the Cubs. Out of a run there with two different outs on the base path.
It was awful. Everybody knew it was awful. And even if they could have challenged at third, I want him to wear it.
Wilson Contreras.
That's one where it's like, yeah, he might have been safe and probably the right thing to do to challenge here. But you know what? It felt right to have to just wear that one. Just be out.
This is your hair shirt for the day.
Yes, exactly.
You will walk back to the dugout in shame.
I'm not sure. Even if you were safe, I'm not challenging. You go sit there, feel shame.
That was nonsense. Do your job better. And that's part of what Theo's talking about. It's not. There is an urgency in terms of front office. There's an urgency in terms of managing the long term. There is also urgency from the day to day. He's mentioned his team is not locked in. They've not played as clean as they need them to. That base running mistake is a huge part of it. Some of the defense is part of it. The at-bats have been fairly okay. But there are little issues here. There are issues from the peripheries that are going to cost you in an NL Central that might just get won by one game.
We are Bernstein and McKnight. We are on middays from 9 o'clock until noon, Monday through Friday. And if you know the show, you know Wednesdays at 10 means Mike Florio of ProFootballTalk.com. Robbie Gold might be newly available. We got clarification on the challenging of pass interference and all that stuff. He will get us updated on all things football next on The Score.
For all station contest rules, go to 670thescore.com/rules.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour and I was right back to work. What they're doing with lasers these days is unbelievable. The staff made me feel so comfortable and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-577-9696. 800-577-9696. That's 800-577-9696.
Summer means picnics, parties, and getting together. Are you ready? Walgreens is, and we're just minutes away with great deals on all your summer essentials, including 12-pack soft drinks like Coke and Pepsi, 3 for $9.99, limit 3, and 24-pack Dasani water, buy one, get one free, limit 4. With great prices and easy in, easy out, your summer starts here. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Offers valid with card while supplies last. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The Grand McExtreme Bacon Burger is one of McDonald's most popular burgers in Spain. To try one, you'd have to reprogram your GPS,
recalculate it,
go to the airport, leave your car, buy a plane ticket, land in Madrid, and go to McDonald's.
Bienvenida a McDonald's.
Or you could hang that next left and get to your neighborhood McDonald's now. Because for a limited time, the juicy Grand McExtreme Bacon Burger and other worldwide favorites